Hey, there are some great things coming up. Number one is on the 27th, we're going to see the release of Microsoft Office Server, or Microsoft Server 2008. And Michael Clark, the Southwest Area General Manager for Microsoft, is here on the line to tell us about it. Michael, thanks for joining the show.
Absolutely. How are you all doing this morning?
We're doing great, man. It's good to have you back. I think last time we talked we talked about UC. But Server offers some many different things for the business user and the small home office business user. Tell us about Server 2008. Who is this geared at?
Well, this is really exciting. So you hit on the fact that we're having our worldwide launch on February 27th, and it's of three products: Windows Server 2008, SQL Server 2008, and Visual Studio 2008. So why is this important for business users, or why is this important for small business owners? Is if you think about it, servers are the foundation for business computing. And 80% of customers that we survey say Windows Server is the primary server operating system that they use.
Yeah.
So what this launch is going to mean for them is these products are going to help them lower their total cost of ownership, and they're going to help them optimize their computing infrastructure. And I can give you a couple of examples of how we're going to do that if you want to go down that road.
Yeah, I think that's the best way to describe it. So people are thinking about, well, how could I use Server 2008 in my environment? Can you give us those?
Yeah, I'd love to. So one example is, I love the old adage, and it's one that frustrates me, but one big point of Windows Server 2008 is this concept of virtualization. So virtualization, the way that I help explain it to folks is, you know, people use only about 10% of their brain, and what would it mean if we could use more of it? And in many ways, that's very comparable to what we see for companies that are using servers. So as an example, a company may have a dedicated server that's just running the payroll application, and that application may only run once a month, but that server basically sits idle or is underutilized for the remaining period of time.
Right.
So what virtualization enables you to do is it enables you to essentially set up many different virtual server instances on that one physical machine. So what this means for businesses is they're now able to get full use out of their hardware. They're able to consolidate the number of servers that they have. And this also means less power consumption, which is a big deal for a lot of companies these days.
It sure is. Now, what are some of the changes they're going to see? Because Server 2003, to me, is a very strong product. What are the changes they're going to see from 2003 to 2008?
Yeah, I think a couple of things. So one is, I know you all keep very close tabs on what happened from Windows XP to Windows Vista. And in a way, I think it's comparable what's going to happen from 2003 to 2008. 2008 is a big re-architecture, and security was really a focal point. So one thing is, it's a much more secure platform, and that's security from making sure that, for example, Microsoft.com has been running on Windows Server 2008 for the last several months, and this is an extremely high-profile site that must be up all the time and is constantly under attack from hackers.
Right.
And we've seen great improvements as far as overall performance. So security is going to be one thing that's absolutely at the forefront of this.
All right.
And another thing that you're going to see as far as what's super important for customers is this idea of next-generation web. So Windows Server 2008 is going to take advantage of technologies like Visual Studio, which is a set of developer tools, and is going to take advantage of things like Silverlight to be able to deliver that next-generation web experiences. And where I point your listeners to is, if you're baseball fans, MLB.com is a great example. So MajorLeagueBaseball.com is a great example of a site that's enabled by Visual Studio 2008 or Silverlight. And it's such a richer experience that I think that will really make it come to life for folks.
Now, this is the ability then to do not only, as we've seen in the past with Windows Media Encoding and streaming, multimedia streaming, Silverlight kind of takes that to the next level, correct?
That's exactly right. I always think about it in terms of websites traditionally have almost been like analog TV, and Silverlight-powered sites are almost like watching high-def TV for the first time. So when you go to sites like MajorLeagueBaseball.com, you get this rich interactive environment that, you know, right within it has great sort of media capabilities, great visualization capabilities, and very interactive capabilities as well. So I highly encourage folks to really go to a site like that to be able to understand what's possible. and how that may be relevant to their businesses.
Good deal. Now, what is somebody? What is the hardware that somebody needs to have to be able to run Server 2008?
You know, we've done a great job of working with hardware partners, whether they're large hardware partners like an HP or a Dell. And HP or Dell has made sure that they've got boxes that are optimized for Windows Server 2008. So the best advice that I would give is, if you have a preferred hardware provider, make sure that you're working with them and understanding what's the recommended specs for their particular piece of hardware for Windows Server 2008. What you'll find is boxes that are running Windows Server 2003 are going to be able to run Windows Server 2008. And I think that the hardware providers will really be able to give you an idea of what's optimized and what are they specifically doing to make sure you have a great experience.
So if I was able to run 2003, I should be able to run 2008, no problem.
That's correct.
Is there a learning curve for the installation and optimization of it? And I usually like the server products because usually you get a little more detailed information about installing and running.
You know, one thing that's been really neat about this particular launch is you have to talk about what we've done up to this date. So there have been over 3 million downloads of Windows Server 2008 over the last couple of months. So we have a huge set of users and a huge set of partners that are just banging on this every single day to make sure it's ready for prime time. And the reason I bring that up is if you go to Microsoft.com and you type in Windows Server 2008, you'll go to a site called Heroes Happen Here. And so what happens at Heroes Happen Here is there is extensive training for IT professionals that really will be able to help you understand what are the core pillars of this server platform. And we talked about some of them. One's secure and trusted platform, one's next generation web, virtualization, and business intelligence. And it'll give you tons of learning as far as seminars, white papers, and different things along those lines. For the IT professionals that I've spoken with,
yeah,
they find that it's very intuitive. If they know how to use Windows Server 2003, it's been a very smooth learning curve for them, and I've actually gotten some positive comments as far as the amount of material that's out for folks to be able to learn from.
Awesome. Very cool. Again, that's the website our listeners want to go to. And if I was a small office, like a home office, could I still use the Server 2008 product? Is this something I would want to look at?
Well, I think a core component of this would be really relevant. So I'm going to bring up two things.
All right.
Is virtualization. When we talk about virtualization, there's this idea of virtualization in the data center. So how can I get more out of my servers and things along those lines? But then there's also virtualization at the desktop level. So, for example, my father-in-law is a dentist in Richmond, Virginia, and he has a old application that he uses for his patients that, you know, runs on an older version of Windows operating system. So virtualization at a desktop level will enable him to basically run a virtual instance of that on his laptop while taking advantage of Vista, being able to use Vista as well without having to really worry about the application compatibility that maybe exists between that 10-year-old application that he loves and between Windows Vista. So for some people, they'll be saying, hey, there are applications that haven't made it up to the Vista operating system yet. How can I take advantage of virtualization technology to be able to run both of those in virtual instances and not be penalized or not have to stay behind the times from a technology standpoint?
Awesome. Well, good. Michael, great talking to you again, and we look forward to checking out the launch. Is there going to be launch events on the website?
There are. So actually, what I'd encourage your listeners to do is, one is, I know it's a little bit of a hike, but on April 4th, we'll be doing a launch event in Phoenix, Arizona, and so you could certainly attend that event if you'd like, but more importantly is we're expecting to have a million users come online for some of our online events.
Cool.
So if you go to that on February 27th, there'll be a significant portion or significant amount of material that's available virtually for everybody. So I'd highly encourage your listeners to take advantage of that if they're interested.
February 27th, that's Wednesday, right?
Yeah.
That's correct.
Yeah, okay.
Good deal. Awesome. Michael, thank you so much for coming on the show, and I look forward to talking to you again.
Thanks so much.
Take care. There you go. Michael Clark, the Southwest Area General Manager for Microsoft, and Server 2008 coming out on Wednesday.